T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. We're getting set in just a little bit to speak with Jimmy Smith. He's part of Tiger Details, LSURivals.com. Talk about the coaching search. He wrote an article about that just a couple of days ago, diving into the Tigers and how they will search and what Scott Woodward will be looking for in a team of candidates. So we'll be talking to Jimmy Smith in just a little bit. So it's got to be tough, dude. It's just thinking about what those kids have to go through, because Ogeron will stay through the end of the year. Lame duck coach, and kind of, you know, do they stay kind of engaged? Can he keep these kids engaged? Some of them, you know, start thinking about turning pro. Some start thinking about, because you can transfer so much easier now. So that'll be his biggest task, keep these kids engaged.
Well, you get a 1-year waiver. I mean, so now you can transfer without penalty.
Right.
And so that's a lot different than in the past. And so some guys have already, you know, made, I think it's, Coy Moore, receiver, is one of those individuals that has already decided to transfer. Now, he had gotten probably passed up by some of those younger guys. And some kids may decide to come back just based off of who the head coach is. That's always a situation. And one of the harder jobs for those head coaches is kind of to recruit your own guys. And that's a little bit different. The NCAA is changing their rule that, you know, if you lose kids to transfers, you can sign up to 7 new guys as far as transfers. So instead of being able to sign just normally 25, you'll be able to sign up to 27 guys, and that, I mean, 32 guys, and that's not counting some of the I don't know. We'll ask Jimmy about this.
He's on, so we can ask him. He's ready.
Well, Jimmy, hey, how you doing, buddy? First of all,
doing well. I'm doing well.
How many scholarships for December do they have that were held back? You can hold back a couple amount, and maybe somebody comes open in the summer, and you can sign them then. Do you know how many scholarships LSU has from last year's signing class? Normally, they only keep like maybe 2 or 3. Of those scholarships?
Yeah, this year they're going to be the number for sure is 25. They think they might be able to get a 26 scholarship. I don't see it when I'm looking back from the rules as I understand them, but they are going to be allowed to take a bunch of transfers. The NCAA is allowing up to 7. I think by my count there's 5 or 6 that they could take there, and that moving in that direction. I know Coy Moore recently entering the transfer portal in the middle of the semester. That scholarship's not going to be one that they can get back through the transfer portal. So there's some really, fine rules here about when guys enter the portal and so on as to what scholarships you can replace. So as it stands now, I think they have 25 full high school scholarships and 5 available transfers. And that's trying to dive in the numbers, give or take one here or there, because it's going to be quite difficult to figure out from someone from our end, because these NCAA rules are so tricky and all the little dates matter.
Yeah, and so like for Coy Moore, since he started, you can't use that scholarship. And what I mean by started this school year, you can't use that scholarship in December. You have to wait until he finishes next spring, and then that scholarship comes open. You know, even though he may
Correct.
Not be with your program, he may not be with your program in the spring, that scholarship won't free up really technically until the summer. I think it may be even August when that scholarship officially opens up for him. So, yeah, it's tricky a lot of different ways and some of the rules that you have to kind of abide by. There was one more thing, man. I'm getting old, so I forgot it. It was with the transfer portal and just how you have to recruit kind of that transfer portal. You know, and just thoughts overall on that, you know, just how you have to recruit sort of that transfer portal. And that's a mechanism where it allows you to be able to get better quicker instead of maybe the traditional way of having to wait and develop a young high school guy. But just give me your overall thoughts on that transfer portal, how it can accelerate a team's getting better quicker.
Yeah, I think the transfer portal allows for those quick stop gaps, right? If you go into a season just a couple personnel pieces away, maybe like LSU's going into next year, they're hoping that they can find two or three possible starters on the offensive line through the portal. I mean, if they were able to do that and you get some high caliber guys, all of a sudden that unit becomes a strength of the team and it's a totally different looking ball club. So, and adding the transfer portal and all those rules really changed the dynamics of those football offices. If you're a school like Alabama that has just a massive personnel department and tons of analysts and all these guys, that's more guys that help you recruit your kids that are currently on your team to stay, right? That's more personnel to develop relationships with these kids. And because now you're recruiting year-round and for the 4 years of a player scholarship, you're not just recruiting to get them to sign that paper and that national letter of intent. You're recruiting them to stay there year in and year out. And so – and then you have more guys to watch film and to evaluate these guys in the portal and stay on top of all of those things. So I think in the end you're going to see a much more expanded personnel departments handling really just the portal itself. I would think you would need multiple staffers just to be able to manage the portal and the ways things are shaping up. And it doesn't look like this is going to die down soon. This looks like the future of college football. So there's some schools that have some advantages just based on the massive size of their personnel departments.
So, Jimmy, earlier this week you'd written an article. Again, it's Tiger Details, part of LSU.Rivals.com, talking about really diving into LSU's coaching search and the insider details. What can you tell us about that search for Scott Woodward and his list of candidates?
Yeah, I think there's a really expansive list of options here that would be A-listers or top flight guys. I think what's interesting about this coaching search is you can go 8, maybe even 10 coaches deep on this list and think, man, those are really quality coaches. If LSU could land any of them, they'd be in a good position. And nothing against previous coaches, but I mean, you've seen them 3 coaches in a row in this, whether it's Nick Saban, Les Miles, Ed Orgeron, all won national championships. So you would think if you could get a James Franklin, a Luke Fickell, any of these top-tier guys, they would be in a good position to take this team to the next level. So, but I think moving forward, everyone needs to realize there's a lot of time here. And so if you're hearing rumors about this guy's the leader, this guy's – it's too early. To me, that just screams smokescreen. You know, very rarely do you hear the type of leaks early as to who the candidates are for those jobs and those guys actually stick. So it's the names you aren't hearing that I'm intrigued with the most, I think, at this stage. A Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. The fact that he's not on the list is just kind of blowing my mind. You're naming every dynamic offensive coach in college football and some from the NFL are getting Vegas odds, and nobody's talking about Lincoln Riley. And I think another one that nobody's really talking about is Vance Joseph, from defensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals, a lot of New Orleans, Louisiana ties, a really dynamic defensive coach, only 49 years of age, if I believe. Guys like that, to me, I think are the guys that we really might need to start talking about here in the future. But with James Franklin out there, with Lane Kiffin, with Luke Fickell, I mean, these are strong names, and LSU isn't really going to be battling many schools outside of USC for their services.
Jimmy, how fast do you think this has to happen as far as to have a guy in place? Do you think it has to happen immediately after the season, or, I mean, just from a recruiting standpoint, Or do you think they may have something in place and not announce it until after the season, until if that coach is, you know, let's just say he has a team currently, they may wait to that team, at least their regular season is done?
You know, I think each school is a little different situation. LSU's chasing national championships. And if you want to be a national championship caliber team, you really can't miss on a recruiting class. And I think Scott Ward wouldn't know that. But in the end, you don't want that to determine your hire. I mean, a lot of these candidates that they're pursuing are still going to be playing ball when the season ends, still have big bowl games, possibly in the tournament series for the championship. Some of these guys still going to be coaching in the NFL. So I don't know if you want to handcuff yourself if you're Scott Woodward to say, I need somebody I can have in here come early December so I can have a couple weeks leading into signing day to convince these kids to sign on the dotted line. I think ultimately what LSU is going to do here is try to leak some information to certain recruits, and this is how it works. When it comes to the national signing day early period, and let them know we have some winners in place. Don't know if those kids will be given the names, but at times I've seen this happen before, and tell them if you just wait till February and everybody will be in place and we can host you on a visit in January and so on. So I think what you're going to see is the in-state push, the guys that really want to sign with LSU and weren't attached to a coach, I think you're going to see those guys sign in December, maybe a dozen. I think they're going to sign a bigger class in February, which is kind of unique with the early signing period, but that gives them that leeway to bring in their coach in January, perhaps, which I think a lot of these candidates are going to be available come January and no time sooner.
Mike, my last one for Jimmy. How much are we talking? I mean, we understand you're paying out a $17 million, and that's not counting staff. I mean, and so new coach, he will keep a few members of those staff. I mean, because that staff is going to have to try to keep the team together. We talked about them having the ability to be able to transfer and not be penalized. I mean, because if that lingers, those guys, I mean, they can't, other coaches can't talk directly to players, but they can talk to old high school coaches. They can talk to quote unquote family members. So those guys are going to be getting recruited as well. We all know that. My question is, how much is LSU willing to spend?
Yeah, I think we're going to see them crack the top five pay structures here, $8 million plus, I think. When you're looking at the names they're talking about, you're not going to get James Franklin for anything less than $7.5 million. I think he's making roughly $5 and change at Penn State. They're probably willing to come up a bit. I think LSU is going to have to be at least $7.5 plus. And that negotiation, I think a lot of these negotiations, and Scott Woodward's pulled a lot of money from boosters in the past at previous schools. He's kind of got that gift about him. And I think he's going to go heavy into this one. I think with staff members, LSU's looking at a total of $26 million if they were to kind of clean house. I don't anticipate them doing that. With you wanting to keep the roster intact, you're going to need to keep some of these position coaches and these people that have relationships with these kids. Clearing house is a very dangerous game with the transfer portal wide open. So I think LSU's probably going to walk out of this with maybe $22 million in damages, if you will, and probably look for them to pay anywhere from $7.5 million, $8.5 million, $9 million per year for their next head coach.
What about impact? Last question I have. Impact for recruiting already. I saw on your website Aaron Anderson maybe going looking more at Bama now. Will it have an impact on Walker Howard, the quarterback? I mean, what's been the impact so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have some kids that are a little uneasy, right? One thing they look for in a program is stability, and that's really big for everyone. And you know, it was hard for LSU to sell stability over the last 2 years just because of the amount of turnover. And so now you have a new head coach. So it has some people uneasy. I think Aaron Anderson decommits from LSU, regardless if Ed Orgeron runs the coach or not come December. I think he was heading to Alabama anyway, and it was just a perfect timing once Ed Orgeron's announcement was made. It was an easy time for him to part ways. You know, and I think, you know, in the end, Walker Howard is an LSU guy. His dad played at LSU, but they were really tight with the staff as well. His dad's good friends with
with Ed Orgeron's personal assistant, Derek Finansky. There's a lot of ties in that office to that group that's no longer going to be there. So he's certainly going to look around and weigh his options, because none of these guys truly know what the future holds at this program. There's some big names being mentioned, but until a contract's signed, they don't really know. That's why I think, unless they get lucky and can find a coach that's season's wrapped up that they want come early December, they might have to stretch some of these recruitments out beyond the early signing period.
Jimmy Smith, we appreciate your time, and we didn't even talk about LSU and Ole Miss play tomorrow at 2:30 on CBS. We've talked about it throughout the show, but we really wanted your insight on this coaching search, the impact to transfers like Deuce was talking about. So best of luck, and again, it's Tiger Details, LSURivals.com. So best of luck, and we appreciate your time.
Absolutely, guys. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Jimmy Smith, and when we come back, taking a quick break, we're going to have the injury report that is just out from the Saints and the Seahawks, the Friday report just out. Fans of the Pros on WBLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.